The Successful Micropreneur podcast is sponsored by YMT Consultants, a micro-business consulting firm.
Thank you for joining the Successful Micropreneur podcast. My name is Mary McCarthy, and I'm the owner of YMT Consultants and your host. Last month, we talked with the SBA regarding their disaster relief program. As 2018 is already upon us, it's time to plan for growth. So I've brought the SBA back to talk about their three C's. It's capital, contracting, and counseling. So to review the three C's with us, we are joined by the SBA Columbus District Deputy Director, Scott Harden. So Scott, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Mary.
So first of all, you were just out of town actually assisting with the disaster relief program, weren't you?
Yes, I was just recently came back from Sacramento where I was processing disaster home loans. There was about 300,000 applications coming primarily from Florida and Texas. And we underwrote disaster home loans and disaster business loans.
Well, I'm sure they really appreciated your effort, and I have a feeling you're going to be going back out to California before too long, aren't you?
Well, there's a lot of fires that are going on there, but most of the fires are covered by people's homeowners insurance, where a lot of the flood and water damage that I was dealing with was typically not covered or not covered sufficiently to cover the damage that they'd sustained. So we were really much more actively involved in water situations.
You know what? That's interesting to know, because I'm sure our listeners, as they were looking at that, should be aware. But I want to get into today's topic. So we only have time to cover one of the three C's today, so we're going to start with counseling.
All right.
So I don't know if very many people really know, but the SBA really provides a lot of funding to organizations that can actually help micro-business owners with their business.
Correct. So we really have four primary counseling sources that we have here in Ohio: the Small Business Development Center, SCORE, Women's Business Center, and VBOC, which is actually out of Flint, Michigan, but they cover Ohio as well.
Okay, and that stands for?
Veteran Business Opportunity Center.
Okay.
So if you look at that, we also have a Reboot to Business and a Boots to Business, which we run out of Dayton mostly because of Wright-Patt Air Force Base there, which is transitioning people out of the service that are thinking about entrepreneurship. But we suggest looking into all these different avenues that you could have. They're all free. And we suggest that you exhaust the free sources before you go to paid sources. And there's numbers of those as well.
Absolutely. And I'm one of the latter, the paid resources. But you know what? As micro business owners, getting started and trying to really manage your dollars, it is important to have people to talk to if you have questions. It doesn't always have to be paid, so we appreciate that. And I bet most of our listening audience does not realize you actually, not only the organizations that you just mentioned, you have higher level programming as well.
Sure.
To help those that are in business trying to figure out how to be more strategic.
Yes, one of the programs we have is Emerging Leaders, and that is a cohort of students that goes through a programming class, and it's directed towards businesses that are in business. They have at least one employee. They have at least 400 or 500,000 in sales, and they basically want to be working on their business as far as their different aspects of it with other students that are in the class with them, as well as a paid instructor that we pay for. This is a program that the SBA funds to try to facilitate business growth of an existing business as opposed to just startups, which we also deal with a lot. But Emerging Leader is strictly for existing businesses.
And I will tell you, I've judged the last 2 years. But this is a national program, which is really wonderful. So it's not just a Columbus, Ohio program, but you have them all across the country.
Yes, not all districts have them. So we've been very fortunate to be able to have this program here in Ohio that we can make available. And we know we have people coming from Dayton or Cincinnati coming up to be participating in the program. So obviously, if your situation meets our criteria and you think it would benefit you, and as long as we're upfront about what the class expectations are and you can successfully complete those, we really want you to consider that. Our contact in Columbus is Shannon Feist, and her phone number is 614-469-6860, extension 244, and you can reach out and talk to her about the application process and what kind of candidates we've had in the past, and would you be a good fit for us.
And Shannon recorded a podcast last year as well on the program, and I have to say, as someone who judged the program, it is very beneficial. So I talk all the time, Scott, about the fact that as micro business owners, we really need to invest in ourselves. And this program, because the SBA covers it, is also free, but it does take your time.
Absolutely.
And the and it's 5 months, 4 months.
Let's see. It's a 7-month program.
It's a 7-month program. Okay, a little bit longer. It's worth it. And I think our micro business owners, as they're listening to this podcast, should really get online and look at the Emerging Leader Program, because spending 7 months figuring out how to be more effective to grow is really worth every single moment that they spend. And if people are going to drive a half an hour to an hour and a half to get here, it's just showing the value, isn't it?
Sure. I think we've had evidence from the past graduates that they have been successful in increasing the number of employees they've had, increasing their revenue, increasing their net income. So these core things that we're kind of asking the participants to look at and working with the other business owners, how we've demonstrated, has really had a positive impact on their future performance. So we think it's a great program.
And that's really the two things you're looking for people who commit to this program, is job growth and revenue growth.
Yes. I mean, the SBA is an economic development agency, and we do that through people forming businesses or taking their existing business and taking it to the next level. So at the end of the day, if businesses are successful at increasing their employment, that improves tax revenue generated from the federal government, the local level. Mm-hmm. It increases a lot of positive spinoffs from increased small business employment in your community.
It really has a major impact. And I know I was privileged to work with an SBA program as well that saw tremendous gains. And it's interesting because it's not that there are brand new business concepts out there. We really know what we need to do as business owners. It's really having somebody hold us accountable and someone to bounce ideas and thoughts off of. So having the class allows not just the instructor and their expertise, but everybody else, which is a nice peer group.
Sure. There's a lot of other business owners that are there. I think I've heard some people say that the CEO is kind of a lonely position to be in, because mm-hmm. you really don't have a lot of people to pass your ideas off or deal with a problem situation in a way that you feel is non-threatening, or someone that can really understand where you're at. And this actually allows you to learn not only from the instructor, but mm-hmm. the other cohort of students or participants in the class who are also experiencing similar difficulties or similar challenges in growing and expanding and all that that involves.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's also nice to know that you're not the only person going through these things, that other people make mistakes as well and learn from them. So you're learning from their mistakes. You get to realize that they're human. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody learns. Everybody's kind of in the same focus at times. So it cracks me up that we think we're all alone. There's plenty of people out there. We just have to get out there and ask and pay attention is number one. So besides Emerging Leaders, Scott, that you also, I have noticed over the last couple of years, you also invest dollars in helping accelerator programs that work with entrepreneurs. So what I'd like our audience to know, because I don't know if anyone always realizes the SBA, you really provide resources. So you don't work directly with the small business owner or the micro business owner, but you are funding different organizations that can help us be effective.
We actually are kind of moving into the realm of more direct participation with the business owner.
Are you? Interesting.
Because getting out to each county,
okay.
And making sure that they're aware of our programs and products that we offer, as well as working with our resource partners to provide in product. Our administrator is very cognizant of impact to the end user, and that our efforts are actually helping small businesses grow, start, and expand. So we're mm-hmm. putting less emphasis on going out and visiting maybe our resource partners or chambers, as more to how does this activity really result in a positive impact in the community, the end user. So real focus on that.
That's really good to know. So this break is brought to you by GoHR, a full-service, outsourced HR resource for your small business. They can help you with all of your HR needs, from hiring to firing and everything in between. Visit GoHR at their website at go-hr.com, because you can't go without HR. So, Scott, I want to get back to I just started briefly touching on the fact that you also fund accelerators. And I believe you had a really successful opportunity here in the Ohio area.
Yeah, we have one in Cincinnati called Mortar, and they've received several grants from us. And they are in the Over the Rhine area in Cincinnati. And what they're trying to do as that area kind of gets lifted up with additional business opportunities and people coming in is that they want to make sure that the local population is also participating in that rise of the economic opportunities that exist. So it's not strictly a gentrification situation where money from the outside is coming in and all the local domestic people are getting pushed out of the area and not participating at all. So we have funded them twice, and they have been successful at getting over 180 entrepreneurs connected to small business opportunities. They're also working with SCORE. Each cohort, as they come into the program, get assigned to a SCORE counselor, and that helps them walk through their process of their business development and hopefully a successful business operation.
So is this for existing businesses as well? Through the accelerator?
Sure. If the if you're in that area, I guess Mortar is really the go-to place as far as what their criteria is, because they're controlling how they utilize the funds after we give them. So if you have to be physically located there, or if there's certain industry types that they're going through, I'm sure they have a website and a web page that you can kind of research them if you are in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And you feel like you could utilize Mortar's skills and services that they provide, we highly encourage you to use that, because obviously that's an extension of SBA, and we want that to be impactful in the community.
So what I've heard you say, to kind of recap, you have SCORE offices around the country, you have SBDCs, and I know there are a number of them in Ohio alone, like 23, 21?
Yeah, the SCORE offices tend to be more in the larger metropolitan areas, where the SBDCs are more widely dispersed. There's probably like 40 of them across Ohio, but we only deal with 60 counties.
That's a lot more. Okay.
So there's a lot of them. So if you go onto the SBDC page through the state of Ohio, you can put in your zip code and find the closest
where they're located.
SBDC chapter that would be appropriate for you.
You also have Women's Business Centers, and you said VBOX, which is Veteran.
Right, Veteran Business Opportunity Centers.
Thank you. I got as far as Veteran. All right. And then Emerging Leaders is an education program.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also fund accelerator programs.
Right. We also have a program called Prime, which is done through the Finance Fund and APEG. And they are also trying to deal with restored citizens, people coming out of the prison system that are thinking about entrepreneurship. So if you think you are in a situation like that, Finance Fund is located in downtown Columbus. APEG is located over in Athens, or over in that quadrant of the area. So they're dealing with the Appalachia population over out east.
So when I think about the SBA, typically you just think about funding. So with all of these different organizations, you're really covering all different aspects of entrepreneurship, from pretty much the idea phase, the I'm trying to launch and figure out how to be effective through the strategy and I want to grow with all these programs, wouldn't you say?
Sure. And we also have a component of contracting that we handle. So there's a program called 8A, which is a 9-year development program for people who have products or services they're going to sell to the federal government. There's a certain amount of set aside that we want agencies to set aside, exactly as it meant, for small business creation to historically underutilized kind of groups that are having difficulty getting into the federal marketplace.
And that falls under the other C of contracting, so we'll have to follow back up on that one. But I have time for one more question. So my question really is, when I look at all of these different resources that you guys are funding in order to help us as micro business owners, can you share the big picture vision of the SBA and all of its programming and your desired outcomes for our micro businesses?
Yeah. What we're trying to do is reduce the amount of errors that people make when they get into a business, because that typically costs money and time. We want to reduce that. We want to speed up the process. We're dealing with cities when we're trying to figure out how to register your business and get started. We deal with them. We deal with the state of Ohio for the application process to get your name registered and making sure you know about that. We want as soon as people are getting really excited about starting a business, we want to make sure that the path to actually realizing that dream can be completed as painlessly as you possibly can. Not that it isn't going to be involved some amount of process and timing, and we want people to be going into it consciously. So we also have, you have these resources that you can actually talk your idea out to make sure it's really going to have a high probability of success, because we do know a lot of small businesses don't end up making it. And if we can actually increase that percentage of success, then I think we've done a good thing for the community and for the client who's actually going into this process for themselves and their families.
Well, I think that is a really good direction for a big picture vision, because we do want to succeed. We put a lot of time and effort. We put our family's future at risk. We put our financial position at risk. So by working with a lot of different organizations, depending on the level of need, it's just a benefit. How can you not go wrong? So I want to thank you for sharing a little bit about what the SBA is all about. Unfortunately, it was in a 15-minute, it was just a quick snapshot of all the different things that you do. So I do encourage all of our listening audience to actually go to the SBA.gov website. And in Columbus, the website is?
It's still SBA.gov, and then you can get to the district page. Our local phone number is 614-469-6860, and then there's a directory, or you can talk to someone there about whatever your issue is if you would like to give us a call.
And absolutely take advantage of that, because you heard him say, give us a call. So I want to thank Scott for joining us today. We only had time to cover one of the C's, so we'll have to cover the other two C's, which is contracting and
capital.
Thank you. The SBA has a lot of programs that they fund with the goal of assisting us to stay in business and to grow. So as micro business owners, it is important to be lifelong learners. So please take advantage of everything that you can in order to be successful in your business. Scott's contact information will be posted along with this podcast on our website, thesuccessfulmicropreneur.com. Thank you for listening to the Successful Micropreneur podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher, like us on Facebook, and share our podcast link with all of your micro business owner friends. Thank you again for joining us today. My name is Mary McCarthy, owner of YMT Consultants. Where starting a business is tough, failing a business is unnecessary.
The Successful Micropreneur podcast is supported by YMT Consultants. Too often as micro business owners, we struggle with paying our bills, hiring employees, and even paying ourselves. YMT Consultants assists you in overcoming the challenges of business ownership. In fact, we guarantee growth results by partnering with you, holding you accountable, and growing you as a leader. If you or someone you know is struggling, stop and give us a call today at 614-602-6530.